Also, you did hear this, and I think we need to repeat this. If the TIS hasn't come in and we haven't seen it, I don't think anybody can make a decision. Of course, I don't think you would tonight anyway, but I think the record ought to be kept open for a suitable number of days, not just 15, but right enough to allow the public to get to see this. And I think that's something that's not unreasonable. Also, I think bioswale technology is not an unknown mystery. And yes, the lowlands should have stormwater management ponds, but some bioswale technology could be applied in this development to allow for green open space that would take care. You get local geese hanging out there, and everybody complains about it. You get dirt and junk gathering in these stormwater ponds, and you get kids. It's an attractive nuisance. I would be in favor of them looking back at this property and saying, okay, where could we put some bioswale technology that would keep open space, that would make this a better looking and a more wildlife habitat friendly development. I think I've said everything except one other thing. I know Bank Road. I used to call it Sean's Hideaway Road until they named it. But I don't know what number it is. And I would like you guys, I asked Jack Allen this years ago and said, don't tell me where, I know 285A and I know 285. I know that one is Jimtown Road and one is Robinsonville Road, but nobody else does, because people who just moved here 2 years ago, those little bitty numbers aren't even on some of those poles anymore. And so they say, well, where the heck's 262 and 262A? I don't know. But if you told me it was Stokely Road, I'd know that, or Cool Spring Road. So I'd ask, just would you please, for the record, include that in your description when you present it? You could say, whatever the name of the road is, and then give the number as a parenthesis, or do a reverse. But do that for some of the new folks here who don't know those roads.
I'll see what I can do.
Lastly, I'd like to quote somebody who you've probably heard of. His name is Ed McMahon. And Ed McMahon, of course, wrote the book about development in Delaware.
Not the Johnny Carson.
Not the Johnny Carson.
I know who you're talking about. Some of these folks may not.
He says, we have two choices in the way we grow. Unfortunately, many people think we only have two choices, growth or no growth. I don't think that, and the coalition doesn't think that. The first choice, they believe, is to buy land, lock it up forever in a park or preserve. The second is to allow ugly, unfettered, environmentally destructive, anything-goes development right next door. But these are not the only choices. We have a third choice. We can have growth and development that respects the character and place and complements the quality of the landscape. You can make a decision based on health, welfare, and safety. If the road's too small, that's a safety problem. If it's going to pollute my well or my water, that's a health problem. If it's going to reduce the value of my property, that's a welfare problem. So, hey, we can't approve you right now until you can fix these things. So Ed McMahon says, development is being planned with a new awareness of economic and social values for open space, scenic views, native plants, animals, riverfronts. He says it right here. Why do people feel a sense of loss, like losing a loved one or a friend, when a historic building or a scenic view is destroyed or a grove of trees bulldozed? It isn't because we don't have a lot of trees here in Sussex County or in Delaware. It's because our sense of identity as individuals, as Americans, as citizens of Delaware is profoundly affected when we lose those things. And they're the things we like. They're the things that a lot of these people came here for. I'm a newcomer. I've only lived in Delaware 40 years, so I still got a lot of learning to do. And I've lived down here for 15, and I've enjoyed every bit of it, and I've enjoyed working with you guys, and thank you for letting me talk.
All right, sir. Thank you. Or anyone else with something different? Okay. First, but nope, you've had your chance. You've been up. No. Outside. Take it outside. One trip to a customer, ma'am. I'm sorry, but that's the rules.
Okay.
No, you're not doing it either. Okay. I just want to tell you how wonderfully patient you've been. You've been sitting on those semi-hard benches for 4 hours, some of you. And I think it's very commendable that you're here taking part in the system. And that's why we allow public testimony to go on sometimes to the point that it's repetitive. I have one more thing we want to do. We want a show of hands for those in favor. Apparently there we go, in favor. Okay.
Four.
Okay. And now a show of hands, those who are opposed. Just one hand, okay? And keep them up there. Remember, he's a lawyer, not a mathematician, okay?
Thank you.
That's an envelope.
Seven. Okay, you may put your hands down. 70. And now I'm going to ask you to do one more thing for me, and this really is important. Believe it or not, our agenda is not over with yet. We have one more public hearing, and then we have to go back and talk about all the public hearings. Okay, so we're going to be here for a while. I really need for you to leave as quickly and quietly as you can, if you would, please. If you do that for me, I'd appreciate it. Thank you all. Appreciate it. Gentlemen, we're going to take a 5-minute recess. We're recessed for five minutes.